of the Beatles. I actually worked with them as a second engineer from Hard Day's Night through Rubber Soul, and then as the main engineer, Magical Mystery Tour and the White Album. Because it's hard for me to say, because the releases had different names over here. The releases over in America were different to the ones in England, so that becomes hard. It was Help, I know that was called the same. Beatles for Sale, I think, was the same. Rubber Soul was definitely the same. And then, as I say, the White Album, Magical Mystery Tour, as engineer, main engineer.
What does this 50th anniversary mean to you, looking back, and you were such a big part of it, too?
The reason it means so much to me as such is because it was 50 years for me as well when I first started to work in recording studios. So I remember it that way. It didn't mean that much them playing over in the States, because they were already huge in England. It was just, as always, the States were late to had come in. We were already firm fans before they came over here and played, so it didn't mean that much.
How old were you at the time?
16.
Okay. Did these guys have just immeasurable qualities about them that stood out immediately to you?
Absolutely. From the very first single, I saw them on a Tuesday afternoon kids show, and immediately it was, oh, this is great. And I called my mother, do you want to come see the Beatles? And it was, oh, no. Because it was, she thought I meant the little creepy crawlies.
Now, did you get to go to the Grammys salute to the Beatles?
I have nothing whatsoever to do with the Grammys in any way, shape, or form.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry. Look, I'm a grumpy old man these days, and my whole thing is, there are so many things I don't like about NARAS. There are so many good things they do, but there are so many bad things. As an example, for reissues, these people that work on the reissues, now, they do good work, but the people that did the original recordings did the most important work, but they don't get to see anything, whereas the guys that do the reissues get the Grammys, and that makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever.
Give us a glimpse. What was it like to work with the Beatles?
It was an everyday job. Look, you're at the center of the whirlwind. You don't feel anywhere near as much when you're actually in there as the people on the outside. It was great. We had a lot of fun. They were great to work with. The best training in the world. No one could I don't think anyone's ever had quite the training that I have. It was so spectacular, because right from the beginning, the first band I ever worked with as an engineer was the biggest band in the world, and I had complete freedom. And there's no better way to learn about mics and EQ and all of that kind of thing than being able to use whatever I wanted to at any given time to see how it would sound, and not being under time pressure or almost any pressure, because they always wanted things to sound differently. So it was perfect to try different mics on different things.
Do you ever talk to Paul or Ringo?
I see them every now and again, but certainly nothing regular.
Is it no surprise to you the longevity of their careers and still making performances, concerts, and recordings in the case of Paul, and I think even Ringo?
And Ringo, yeah. Yeah, absolute complete surprise, of course. Even no one ever expected it. None of the albums that we did back then were expected to last more than 6 months to a year. 40, 50 years on is ridiculous. We had no idea. Look, my time with them, and most especially my time with George, is just so precious to me. It's just incredible. I've had an amazing life.
Some of the other artists that you've enjoyed working with along the way?
Elton John, David Bowie, America, Supertramp, Jeff Beck, Devo, The Chew. I've worked with so many amazing artists. As far as I'm concerned, I probably have only actually worked for 1 month in my entire life. The rest has been pure pleasure.
That's wonderful. Would you care to tell us your age now?
My age? I'm 60, just coming up to 67.
Wow. Well, God bless you. Pleasure speaking with you.
For me too. Thank you.
You bet.